This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. Washington Wise from Charles Schwab is an original podcast that unpacks the stories making news there. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, January 14th. I'm Shana Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3.45%. That was the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate this week, according to Freddie Mac. It's the highest rate and the largest week-over-week jump since the early days of the pandemic. The possibility that monetary policy will tighten more quickly than expected helped push rates higher, Freddie Mac said. Investors are watching the Federal Reserve, which is expected to increase interest rates as soon as March. Mortgage rates are expected to climb further. Freddie Mac's most recent outlook sees rates in the fourth quarter of 2022 averaging 3.7%. Historically, that's still relatively low. In 2019, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was just under 4%. The next number up is 1 billion. That's the number of rapid at-home COVID tests the government says it will distribute to Americans who request them. That's double the amount previously announced. President Joe Biden said the government would purchase an additional 500 million rapid tests on Thursday. The administration also said that it would distribute masks and send military medical teams to overwhelmed hospitals in 6 states. The plan comes amid an increase in COVID-19 cases. According to a Wall Street Journal analysis of data from Johns Hopkins, the 7-day daily COVID case average is up 159% from 2 weeks ago. Our last number is 312,500. That's how many shares AMC Entertainment's CEO sold earlier this week, according to filings. The shares were worth $7.1 million. Shares of the movie theater chain fell on the news. Since November, CEO Adam Aron has sold more than $40 million worth of stock. On Twitter, Aron said he was done selling, attributing the sales to plans made in August to sell stock. The CEO says he still owns or plans to vest in more than 2.3 million shares. AMC stock has fallen this year, but grew by nearly 1,300% in 2021. Shares closed lower on Thursday, falling about 9%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, January 14th. I'm Shana Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Tuesday. Have a great long weekend.
Zscaler extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.